So in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Mem on Siv Beis, it's called Peches on the Beis. So many different things are forbidden on Shabbos, like Talodos from Avos. Siv Beis, Asa Lachtuch Yabelis Magufay. It's forbidden to cut off a wart from a person's body. Ben Miyad, Ben Mekli, whether by hand, whether with a tool, Ben Lai, Ben Lachar, whether for himself, whether for someone else. It says in Mishnah, Siv Kut Vav, Lachtuch Bechulu, forbidden to cut off a Yabelis from his body. Even if it's dry, it's going to end up crumbling by itself. Even so, us, it's forbidden. This is all regarding the prohibition. Regarding liability, you're not liable. The biblical violation is only if it's moist and you're using a tool. That's included in like cutting off and shearing. Now I cut off a yabelis megufa, a wart from his body. What then same thing is the asalitlish. Now that I cut off shard seats and shalur, other strings of strands of skin. Shapesh Ksas Magabiyadi that got detached a little bit from his hand. I even become Zachemer from other places. Previously we submitted Khovkas, Siv Laman Elf, Ayin Sham, which Dirshu 15 means that there the Shulchan Aruch writes that even these strands that most of it already got detached from on top of his finger, which many times people have that around their fingernails, there's no heter to remove them, only if they detach klapim mala. It adds on, since machli yishayim, what's klapim mala? Some explain it means towards the tip of the fingertips, and some say it means towards the body. One should be stringent, like both interpretations, where then you're not removing the whole situation, as brought over there in Mishnah Berurah. Says Mishnah Berurah here, look at the Maskul Yabelis, where he discusses this halacha. Sivkat Nchas. So again, one halacha cut off a wart from his body, bain by yod, whether by hand. But then same thing is, Bishinav, even to use his teeth or with a tool, whether for himself or whether for someone else. Siv Gimel. Hamoichi Gdiya Isha ala Klof. Someone erases ink that's on the parchment. Ishava Shala Pinkas or wax that's on a ledger. If you haven't, it's good to write. It's good to have a space to write two letters. Then chayiv, that's the biblical liability. It says mishmeres of cotton test. If someone erases ink that's on parchment, the more so if he's erasing two letters, it was written not properly. With the intention of writing two other good letters in their place. Chayav, then you're liable. That's the primary category. Here we're talking about telodis. That's the primary category of erasing. Sivkat yud. Here you're just erasing ink. Shala klof that's on the parchment. And bismanim in their time, so you gil and lichtav al klof, they would write on parchment. But what then says mishmeruk, the same thing would be called yitzbizay. Anything that's even similar to that. Commissioner lichtav al kamalik will write later on. Fill al etzim, even on wood. Yesh kesiv mechikid is writing in the erasing. Shekino yiv a mishkan mekadoshim. It's actually I was in the mishkan with the boards. Elazavkin to pair them up, to number them. Should be Aaron that we explained that Machab and Mayri, the Machab is talking about Shlibim Ba'akim Oasis, not in the place of the letters. But he's erasing to write in this letter. Let's say ink falls on letters. Let's say wax drips. Not to erase what's smudged. Because Isaiah Mechikase, by his erasing, he's scratching off the wax, let's say, from his venture. The letters are recognizable. But the says it's like erasing with the intention of writing that he's going to be liable. Even if the smudge was on one letter, you have to be careful. The ish isal kapan, because at least there's an isser even on one letter. They bring this his halacha. Again, Magen Avraham Meshmas. Magen Avraham sounds like the Rishon that he holds the b'shava. If you have wax on the sefer, that's a halacha of erasing. But then something has been a tipus chelav. But let's say fat drips. Then by halacha, the maskel shal haklof. Says Mishmeru, the nimtzah came by emtzah kriyev. Let's say he finds this in the middle of reading. After aslas hakashav chelav, even though it's forbidden to remove, like we just said, the wax and the fat. Don't take out another sefer Torah because of that. Because again, those times they would have like the candles would be wax; it could drip on. Don't remove another sefer. You have to read that letter by heart. If you find that between aliyas, then take out a different sefer Torah. It may know it's the Quran if you can't recognize the letters. Over there, which the Dirshu 20 brings, that there he brings, that the Derech Chaim writes that you find between the leaves, that the wax is covered, covering the letters, since you can't read these letters by heart, and you can't read from Hamashim because it's covered of the Tzibra. And if you take another Sefer, there's no pagam to the first Sefer Torah, because if you call up two people, two Sefer Torah, that's not a pagam for the first Sefer. So you have to take another Sefer Torah and finish up the Kriya. But if you find the wax in the middle of the Kriya, then you should continue reading what's covered by Peh, and then conclude the rest of the Olam, because there's no psul with what it was covered. I mean, if you already laid that part, so just continue going. It's not like a psul in the Sefer Torah. So read the other Olam from this also. Now, if you already said if you already read that covered part, you let it continue reading from the Sefer Torah. Sif Katan Yud Aleph. So he said, for someone erases ink on the parchment, or shava shalapinkas, or wax on the ledger, I know that is. Shadarkan oyulatuach, dapit pinkas, same bishava. What they would do, they would smear the pages of their ledgers with wax, so that they would take like some type of a stylus now and mark in the wax. So the novel is a tishda shava aladaf. So now if it falls some type of a smudge of wax on the page, and he erases the upper wax, so that he can mark on the wax like in the normative way, so he's liable for erasing. And that's what he said, that if you have in the place to write two letters, then you're going to be chayb. That is val apachas mekain. But if less than that, like I said, there's still a prohibition. Rather, it's just regarding the biblical liability of like a chiyuv chatzis, simkon yigimel, chayv is even liable. But who shekabanas beisamchigah? That is, if he had intention when he was erasing, she roi emas sheyirtz that he may fit for whenever he wants. That lich d'shtiyos is that he could write two letters. Lebina she is kabban lichta b'shabbos. Doesn't have to be that he had a mind to write on Shabbos. Chayim b'sayi samanas libnas. So too, when you demolish something with the intention of building, for kriyamanas litfer, and you're tearing with the intention of stitching, it's like that. At some point, you're thinking, oh, that then you'll go ahead and you'll fix it. Which Rashi Tzinnei Sizan says that's Pashad. Tzinnei is by any Mekalkal, Amanas L'Sakin, is with the same idea. It says Mishra refer the Nafal D'yoy, if ink falls, or Shar Dabalach, or any other moist thing, Al Sefer, on the Sefer. Al Yilech HaKhenim L'Shani, don't lick it over your tongue. While you HaKhenim B'Maim, don't wash it with water, Nishamechik. That's also a problem about erasing, as we've been saying. As the Shar Tzinnei Sizan says, even though it's still moist, it's still considered erasing. And it's not just like a covering on the top that you're removing. And the proof of that is that Tesef is broad. Nafal Diyoyal Sefer Mechake, and Mechike, erasing is with a moist thing. So that's still considered, quote unquote, erasing, even though it's just, you know, some liquid on top. It says Mishra further, he says, Asli in Shabbat la Sefer la Simon. So then to place wax on the Sefer as a Simon, B'mokam Sharetz Lain B'lamachar, in a place that you want to look into tomorrow, Nechashash Meruach, because of a concern of smoothing out the wax. See that, right? Bir Alocha and Dibri Maschel, Yabelis Magufay. The Mechaber said, you're not allowed to cut off a wart from his body. So he says, look what I wrote in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Zayin, which he references over here. He says, that's what Taz and Simchat Mevav writes at the end, where his words are like this. He says, you have to be careful not to detach from his skin with his hand, or in other places, because it's like something like mechubel karka. It sounds like in the beginning of a sentence engine that a person is like karka. So the Be'alocha says his halacha is true, because that's what's brought in Simshin Chav Chesav Lamed Aleph. And even though there's talking about the strands by the fingernail, which according to Rashi, it's obvious that the same thing is in other places when a little bit gets detached from the skin. The Rambam, it's explicit that he says, Tzitzin Shal Ur Shapirshu, who says, well, the distance that Taz makes the reason dependent because a person lives like karka, like ground. Sounds like his reason is because like oikar dov megadula, like uprooting something from its growth, which Rashi and Erevin sounds like that's because of geizes, and that's what sounds like the Rambam that includes his own melach of geizes. That's how Magen Avraham Simch and Chav Ches. That's when you're doing with a kli, because that's a way of geziza. But by hand, it'd be pot javalasa. He says, don't ask that you should be chayiv because of oikar dov megadula. That's not true, because we already come out in Bechares Dav Chafei. That's called kalachriyat in the back end of the way, because it's not the norm to uproot by hand only with a tool. When you're doing with a kli, that's norm. And then of course, yeah, the chiv can be because of geizes, but over there, when you detach a feather from a bird, the chiv for geizes. said also you should know that according to the Maskelim of the Mechares Dav Chafei, but something that norm is to detach it by hand, you chayv on the tlicha because of geiz. If that's the case, when there's some strands hanging on his lips, and most of it is not detached, possibly you can chayv a chatas whoever detaches those strands of the lips even by hand, because that's actually the norm. People pick from their lip by hand; they don't use a tool. According to this, even when most of it is detached, which would be permitted, detached by hand when the pains him, he would be forbidden, because the hand over here is the norm, which is like a cleat. So this is actually something that people are not so careful about. Their lips chapped, and they like could pull it off. That would be a clear-cut issa deraisa, because of being the norm of how it's usually done.
Chabad said if someone erases ink that's on the parchment, so if there's room to write two letters, it's going to be chayv. Says the Bialacha, the ikar av malacha meichik is when you erase two letters with the intention of writing two other letters in their place. Because all malachas of Shabbos we learned from the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in such a way that they wrote at times in the Mishkan a mistake on the beams, which they would write on them like a sign to pair it up with the other one. They would erase it to write other ones in their place. And even though in the Mishkan sometimes there was an error with just one of the letters, Chazal hold that you can't. Erasing is not better than writing, and there being specifically two letters similarly for erasing. However, we learned this out from here that the same thing is for if someone is erasing ink or other smudging or something like that to write two letters in this place as Michayit, because the letter that's written initially in mistake is like it's not here. And the primary liability of Mechika. It's not because of the letters per se, even if it's not a letter, it's because he's thinking to write in this place, so therefore, even for erasing, like a smudge of ink. This is the rush that's brought in the Beis Yosef. Rambam writes that, just like we say in the Gemara, that if he edits one letter to complete a Sefer, he's going to be chayv because from there, the significance is even from one letter. Same thing is, if he erases a ruined letter to write in its place some other letter, and then it's going to complete the Sefer, Michayv and Meichik, look over there. If that's the case, according to this, according to what we explain later on, from this is at the end of the Maschil B'Mashkan Al Shulchan, that from Rashi Niriyaz, that even if you edit one letter in the middle of a Sefer Chayiv because of Kaisiv, so therefore by default the same would be when you race in such a situation to write another one that's placed in the right way, Michayiv Amaychik. If that's the case, according to this, what Mechaber writes that you need to have that in the place of erasing the ink to write two letters specifically, obviously it's talking about where the ink falls, not where the letters are, and therefore you need to have that the place should be fit to write in the two letters. But if, let's say, the ink fell on a letter and it got ruined, and he's erasing it so that he can write another one that's placed in the right way, he'd be chayv for just this letter. Now, since we're talking about the halachas of mechika, says the Bialacha, he says, I saw a quote what the Bimogam has declined regarding this, and that is that if in the erasing itself there was some remedy, for example, let's say it was written over there something that he owed to his friend, or his friend owed to him, or something like that. And now he has to erase it. So now he's going to be chayiv because of mechika, just for that itself, even though that it wasn't over there to write. Now this specifically where he erased the smudging or something like that, and you need to have that his intention was in condition to write two letters, or when that writing didn't make a difference either way, which is not the case over here. We're saying that the erasing itself is the tikkun, is the remedy. So says the Be'alach, it appears to me to bring many proofs to his words. That is, that just like it's written in the Mishnah, when you're tearing with the intention of stitching, because that's the way it was in the Mishkan, as written in the Gemara. And even so, it's known that even if you're doing it with not intention of stitching, anything that you're remedying with the ripping of Michai, because that's like the same thing with the intention of stitching, as we verify at the end of the Siman. So something would be regarding erasing, even though in the Mishnah it's brought with Meichik Amnas Lichtav, that you only chayiv for erasing with the intention of writing. And the reason, because that's what it was in the Mishkan, that they erased whatever letter was mistakes to write another one in its place. However, with the erasing itself is the tikkun, it would seem that that's the same thing like Amnas Lichtav Dami. Another right from Tesefta, that you don't have to do chayiv only for erasing with the intention of writing. And if you erase with the intention of remedying whatever it is, you're going to be chayiv. So you see that same idea. Look at the Rambam that he writes that by demolishing, you need to have amanas libnas with intention of building. But if you destroy in a destructive way, you can be potter. It sounds like, but if you, let's say, it was not in a destructive way, it was some type of a need, that's the same thing, like amanas libnas dummy, because it was for the purpose of what's some type of remedy, so it's removed from the category of makalkal. Same thing here is regarding mechika, that the Rambam includes saisra and mechik in one stroke, as it's brought, as obvious in Perikop and Yuchas, look over there. The maschashala klav, that if someone erases ink from a parchment, says, but I quote over there, like regarding halacha, the words of the Bach and those who hold like him, which he references this bi halacha, says even the Chuvish Shavuos Yaakov disagrees on this. The removing the wax from the parchment is not included in the racing; it's only included in smoothing. When you smooth that with your hand or with your fingernail on the parchment, the paper and the ledger is different, because that was the custom to spread out on the pages with wax to mark on the wax, like Rashi explains. And therefore, when there drips more wax on this page, it sticks one with the other. And therefore, when you erase the wax that's on the top, so it remains place to write on it, that's included in Moichli Menas Licht of erasing with intention of writing, which is not the case when you just have wax dripping on parchment or paper that doesn't stick so much. And the writing that's inside is just like, you know, in a box. And testimony to this is by Tefillin, doesn't become disqualified because it's not in order when you remove the wax, like as if like you just wrote. So therefore, when you scratch off and you remove the wax, not like erasing, it's just removing the covering that's on top. So therefore, he writes that if he wants to remove the wax from the parchment in a way that he's not going to touch the wax with his hands or his fingernails, for example, let's say the wax dried, so he can remove it backhanded to peel off the parchment of this of the safe in that place, and through that the wax is going to fall down by itself. He says he's allowed to do that. However, in practice, one should not rule to be lenient opposite the Bach and all those Gedolim that hold like him, and the Sarad the Bach and all those that hold like him, is that since at the end of the day the writing as right now is smudged through the wax, and by removing it the writing is revealed. That's included in erasing with the intention of writing, and even though you write regarding film, we hold that through dropping wax on the top, it doesn't nullify the letters that's beneath the wax. That should be disqualified afterwards because now it's out of order, like so to speak, you wrote it that in out of order. Now, regarding Shabbos, since in the beginning you weren't able to read it, and now when you remove the wax, you're fixing the letters, and you can read it. That's included in Menechik, erasing with the intention of fixing, as we wrote before. So subsequently, I found Nishma Sadden, he also asked on the words of the Bach from the Salach of Tuan, like we mentioned, according to my understanding, which seemed to answer like I wrote, however, that it's included in Menechik and Asla Sakin. So look at this regarding in Chedusha B'Ki Vegas, Amalam Beis, that his opinion is like the Shavuos Yaakov, the actual halacha, there's no reason regarding wax. However, he agrees halacha, also told those Gedolim that not to remove the wax from the letters from a sefer on Shabbos, because you're misakin mana, you're fixing the item, regarding that you're fixing the sefer, look over there. Pindam in Primogon, Meneshel Avram, sounds like also that he holds like the Bach, that by wax on the parchment and the paper, there would be a problem, but Mechika, and not like the Shavuos Yaakov, that doesn't mention at all. Rather, he's inclined to say that specifically, where there's no, not where there's letters, then you're chayiv for Mechik, when your intention is to write in this place. But when there's letters, then there's no problem of Mechik, and not a problem of Kaisa, because the lower writing is by default there. It's just a problem about maybe moving the wax. Look over there. However, he didn't fill his heart to be so audacious to rule like this in practice, because he writes that to scrape the wax from two letters through a non-Jew, since Tzarchin requires further analysis of one letter, they permitted to scratch off through a non-Jew. So it sounds like also that is inclined lahalacha like the Bach, and he says you should know that according to the Bach and those who hold like, and the same thing would be when the wax gets attached the pages to each other in the place of the letters, the one has to be careful not to detach one from the other. It's prima gun. It says also you should know that the words of Shavuos Yaakov is that
this is specifically regarding
wax, but regarding ink that sticks on some type of a letter, then he also would agree that you would have a problem about mechik, about erasing, because regarding this, you don't say that the ink is just like a covering on the top, because it totally nullified the letter that was there from the beginning through that, as we say in Simon Bezer design. By erasing the ink, it creates a new letter. And even though it's really what's called chag teich, it's like you're carving out from scraping out what's on the outside, that doesn't make a difference regarding Shabbos. Like with the Ran, another place can say at the end of Perek Abayna. In other words, that shouldn't make you more lenient, which in a way you're not really writing that way. Like you have halachas as well, the opinion of the Rashi, but the holds that also regarding Shabbos, the halacha chag teiches would apply. That's a das yachad. That's only an individual opinion. However, according to this, his liability because of kaisiv, like it brought them the gemara regarding removing the roof of a ches and making two zayins from the bach, sounds like a little bit that chibis because of meichik. That's a burden of the Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Tzorchian says now, according to what it's verified in the Chiddush Vegas on Beis, that glue has the halacha like ink. Look over there. According to this, when the pages stick to each other with glue in the place of where the letters are, there would be issur d'oraisa not to remove them one from the other, according to everyone. And even if you're going to push them to say that by the letters that you peel the glue away from them, also according to Vega, would be like wax, but according to the Bach and those who hold like him, would be an issur d'oraisa. Some of the deer shoes Drusha number 16. If someone's hand got inky, stained from ink, Chayadim writes that even though his intention is not to write in that place, however, be Asr Rabbanon to scrub the stain off and to remove it, like the Halacha Moichik Shlomen Aslichtev, to erase without writing. Look at Mechel Shabbos on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that he writes like this in the name of other Achrin. Another thing, the Peschei Tshuva is you're allowed to do that because there's no erasing by something that is not the norm of writing. It's just like a stain. Kitzur Shulchan writes to B'Melamed Tzchus on the Velt that they're not careful, granted that it's possible the Gezer Chazal and erasing Shulchan Aslichtev was not only when you're erasing something that from a place that the norm is to write in it, but not from on the person's hand where it's not the norm to write in it. Shlomo Zalman is not sure regarding this halacha, and he writes in Shmir Shabbos, the meaning is to be mekel. Regarding erasing letters from a person's hand, look at the Ksay Shachan that he says, Asim, Shlomo Zalman is not sure even regarding that halacha. Verse number 17, anything that sticks to a writing and it covers it, this girl holds, according to the Bach, now let her move it. However, something moist, something liquidy that falls on parchment, and this girl holds, that you let her move that as long as it's moist, even though that if you don't remove it, it would dry up and it would stick to the writing. Edition number 22. If it was placed to write one letter and erases a different letter on its side, so that now you create two letters, Svasem Samsar Shab is not sure if you had because of my Shamasaman writes, Pasha that you'd be Pater. Tirshu number 39. The Be'alach had said that there would be an issur of moving the wax because of mukta. Similarly, Mishnah writes in Simon Shin Lamed Vav regarding someone that's going on like greenery, and he finds that grass got stuck on his shoes or something like that. He should not remove it by hand because it's mukta and you're not allowed to move it. Someone asked in Shmir Shabbos Gelchasa that regarding someone that if mud fell on his garment. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simchin Beis, he's allowed to scrape it over his fingernail. He doesn't write at the palm of a Isser Toltel of Mukta. Also regarding someone that fell a little bit of a food dish on him, or some type of flaxseed on his garment. Mishnah writes in the name of the Bahag, he's allowed to scrape it off. He doesn't mention the problem about Isser Toltel. And Megillah Sefer explains that mud or a cooked dish that falls on a person's garment, they're disgusting. They really, you're allowed to move because Allah of Graf Shalrei. But regarding grass on the foot or on the shoe, so to wax that falls on the safer, it's not disgusting, and therefore you wouldn't have the head of Graf Shalrei. Also, we discussed this in Simchin Chesed Kof Lamed from the words of the Chazon Ish.